email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Thank you for choosing to spend a half hour with us. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God. You hear my voice crossing the airwaves Monday through Friday at 8:30 of a morning and 5 o'clock of an evening right here on WMIE. 10:30 of a morning, go over to the AM dial, WWBC 1510 AM. Depending on where you are in the county, you might find the voice on some other frequencies because the radio station here wants to make sure that the message gets to every part of the county, so they have different frequencies that will allow you to pick up the signal should it become a little staticky if you're out there traveling. So we've been talking now for quite a while on Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, which got us into a study on how does the Lord lead us. We're going to be looking at some of the ways that saints are not supposed to be led today. And so we're going to be in 2 Peter chapter 3. Today is the day that we officially kiss May goodbye. Mwah! It was a good month, one of my favorite months out of the year. And that means that tomorrow is hurricane season beginning, so make sure that you have your hurricane prep all in order. Also want to let you know that this coming Sunday, Special Gathering Ministries and Richard Stimson are going to be at Merit Assembly of God. Richard's going to be bringing the word that day, and their choir is going to be singing, so it's going to be very, very good. If you know anything about Special Gathering Ministries, they minister to a lot of people that others aren't equipped to minister to. And so we're thankful that Jesus died to save me, save you, and save them. And they like to use their giftings for the glory of the Lord. And so we're going to be celebrating their ministry on June the 2nd. No service this Sunday night. Because of that, we're going to be giving them the night off at church. Also want to let you know about this series that we're doing. I've saved a few programs, one or two, that I'm going to be focusing on next week. And that's going to be the conclusion, but it's also going to be the pinnacle of what I believe that this study has had to share. I've learned some things as I was preparing for these broadcasts myself, so I'm very, very thankful for that. But I want to share with you a couple of truths next week, and so you want to tune in Monday and possibly Tuesday to make sure that you get in on those broadcasts. So Monday, well, it will definitely be Monday and Tuesday. So want to take you to 2 Peter chapter 3 today. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 14. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 14. We do also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. They can reach you anywhere in the county, whether it's an air conditioning problem or an electrical issue. Let me tell you some things that I've noticed that I may have never mentioned here on the electrical. We've had some outlets that we have run across through the years where an outlet didn't work. And one of the things that we discovered was that it had to do with the way that people pulled cords out of those outlets. If you go over and you just reach down there and you grab it by the hand and you pull it out from the little tab, everything works fine. But if you're standing across the room running the vacuum cleaner and you've reached the end of the cord and you are looking to save a few steps because you don't need the exercise, and you just take the cord and you rip it out of the wall, a perfectly good outlet suddenly does not work because of the connectors are broken. So if you've got an outlet that has quit working, you might want to call an electrician out to get that taken care of. Sometimes they just get old, and a power surge could fry them or anything like that. What I want to tell you is don't ignore those issues. Don't ignore those issues, because a faulty electrical connection can start a fire. So you want to give the folks at Weyrich Air a call, 321-632-9538. Have them come out and get those problems taken care of. That way you don't have to worry about whether or not your house is going to catch on fire because of that 57-year-old socket that you've had or outlet, and it hadn't worked for 42 years. So anyway, just pulled those numbers out of the hat. Give them a call, 321-632-9538. They can come out, get your AC up and running or your electrical problems resolved. Either way, they do a great, great job. So 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 14 says this: "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found in by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, and also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, is written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, so they do also the rest of the scriptures." Verse number 17. "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever." So, if you look at verse number 10, you understand that when in verse 14, Peter writes, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things," what are those things that it's talking about? It's talking about the return of Christ. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up, or laid bare. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and goodness, looking in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord?" So we're supposed to be looking forward, eagerly anticipating the return of our Savior. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're looking forward to that, and so we want to be ready, because the Scripture makes it very clear that the timing of that return is not going to be it's not going to be announced. The Father is going to turn to Jesus and say, "It's time to go get the church," and he says, I'm on board with that, and blam, in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to happen. So we are looking forward to those things, so we make preparation for those things now. Okay? I can't tell you if it's going to happen in the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. I don't know. A lot of people scam a lot of people out of their money because they get them to buy books trying to put a date out there of when Jesus is going to come back. If you are ever tempted to buy one of those books, save your money. Save your money. It's not worth the paper it's printed on, because the Bible makes it very clear: no man knows the day nor the hour. Okay? And so we're not supposed to be fixated on the timing of the event. We are supposed to be focused on the event itself. And because of the glorious nature that we are going to be from that point forward, together with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, forever and ever, amen, we make preparation for it now by being found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. That means that there are some things that we are going to get rid of, because we don't want anything hindering us being ready for his appearance. We don't want to be out of fuel. We don't want to be out of holiness. We don't want to be out of peace or joy or love. We want to be found holy and without spot, without blame, without blemish, and ready for that glorious event. So verse number 17 says this, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked." Okay? And so there are going to be people who are going to be found not in the truth, but they're going to be found in error. They could be people who have rejected the word of God, but there could also be people who are like talked about in verses 15 and 16, who have twisted the scriptures to their own shame. They've twisted the scriptures for their own purpose. They try to make the scriptures say something that they do not say. And so I have this rule in my life, and that is, if when studying and preparing, I see something that I've never seen before, or heard something that, am believing that God's speaking to me something that no one else has said, one of the things that I do is I run that by some men of God that I know, who some of them have more experience, some of them have about the same length of experience that I've got. But I want to check with them to make sure that I'm not in spiritual error. You know, if the devil and his angels can masquerade as angels of light, then I need to make sure that I guard my heart and I guard my mind. There's a lot of people who want to encourage people to be open-minded. I want you to know that I am open-minded, but it's restricted access. My mind is not open to just whoever wants to come and dump something into my brain. You know, I've been in some countries where they had open wells where the entire community would use it, but there was no lid on the access to the water through the well. And so all sorts of contaminants would fall into that water, and it would pollute the well to where people couldn't even use it anymore. So my mind is open to revelations from God, men of God. I want people speaking into my life. I'm not afraid to have a dialogue with someone who believes something that I don't. But I'm just not open to spiritual truth or truth that's going to be contrary to the word of God. So when people start promoting an agenda that's contrary to the word of God, I'm not open to that. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how famous you are. It doesn't matter about any of that sort of stuff. I'm a no on that. No contrary. If it's contrary to the word of God, it is a no for me. But we need to recognize that there are people who are led away, sometimes because they are ignorant of what God says, sometimes because they have manipulated God's word, and they want to try and convince people of the error of their way. If somebody comes to you and says that they are Jesus, run. Just get away. If they start identifying things that are contrary to the word of God, you need to say, "Thank you, but I think I'm going to keep on moving here." Because there are a lot of people who are, because they don't know the word of God, they end up falling for all sorts of spiritual error. And that is something that happens to people whose heart is not right with God. And Peter writes to them and he says, I'm writing this to you so that you do not fall from your position of steadfastness. Well, how is that possible? Okay. He describes them in their current position as being in a place that is steadfast, immovable, unshakable, anchored, secure. And yet he warns them. He said, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. So please understand that the devil is still trying to reclaim you as a lost individual. If he can't do that, if he can just get you to deviate in some area of your life where your message is compromised because of the error you've been led away in, then he will minimize your effectiveness and influence. Listen, I make it pretty clear in my preaching where I stand as far as what I believe God's expectations of us as believers are. Not everyone through the years has paid attention to those expectations. So I can preach on God loves this, and not everybody will do that. I can preach on God does not approve of this, God hates this, and yet people will sometimes still embrace those things. But I'm not going to let their lack of awareness of the truth and the fact that they might be in error, I'm not going to follow that path with them. I don't want you to follow that path. I believe that staying close to Jesus is a tremendous asset that all of us need to avail ourselves of. So what is the alternative? Aren't you glad that there is an alternative to being led in away with the error of the wicked? Because I am. The Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that people are led away with all sorts of various kinds of lust, and that simply means desires. It's not just sexual lust. There are all sorts of things. There are people who lust after power. There are people who lust after money. There are people who lust after immorality of sexual relationships that are not approved in the Word of God. There are all sorts of different things that people lust after, material goods and all of those sorts of things. And you know what? Like I told you before, I'm looking for the peace of God that passes understanding. I'm looking for the godly desires that God has for me, not some desire that is going to lead me away. So what is the alternative? Well, Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 3 in verse number 18, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. What if I told you that the Word of God puts an option out there for us that we have to choose? So Peter is saying, don't choose the error of the wicked and be led astray from your position of steadfastness, but instead grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That word grace, it means favor. It means unmerited favor. And so there's nothing that you've done to deserve that. It means that we are going to receive things that we do not deserve, as opposed to mercy, which is not receiving the punishment that we do deserve. Okay, so they're kind of like the heads and the tails of both sides of the coin. You don't want one without the other. So he says, but we're supposed to grow in that grace. You and I are not called just to say a prayer and never move again spiritually. God wants you to understand that the favor of God manifesting in your life will prevent you from being led astray. When you are growing in the favor of God, you are not going to want to settle for the temptation of the enemy. You are not going to want to believe the lie that the enemy has something better for you, because you've seen that God is being better to you than any other person in the history of your life has ever been to you. But we have got to decide to grow in that. It should be something that is natural for a believer. we should be naturally inclined to growing in grace. But many people now just think that you say a prayer and that's it. And you just go on living and you are waiting for death or you're waiting for the rapture. I believe that growing in grace is one of the ways that we occupy till he comes. That we continue to experience the goodness and the greatness of God, the favor of God. And it causes people who are trapped in their sins to say, wait a minute, if they got out by the grace of God, then the grace of God can help me to get out. So grow in that favor. I want you to understand that if it's going to take God all of eternity to prepare us to receive the revelations of glory to glory and strength to strength and all of the understanding that we have, if it's going to take that long because that's how good he is, why would we want to settle for anything less than walking in the abundance of God's grace to the best of our ability? I don't want to go out with a whimper. I want to go out in a blaze of glory. I want to go out still making an impact. I want to still be touching people and saying, look, the devil is treating you horribly, but God wants to treat you wonderfully. So one of the ways that gives us credibility in that area is when we grow in that grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's one of the reasons why I hope you're listening to this radio program, is to learn about Jesus so that you know him. I don't want you to just know about him. I want you to know him. There's a huge difference between knowing about something and knowing about someone and knowing that person. We live in a day of social media where people might know every detail of a person's life, but they've never met the person. You can have all the head knowledge of the world, but we're supposed to grow in that relational knowledge of him. You know, Jesus is one day going to tell people, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I want you to notice that it doesn't say that he didn't know all of the things that they had done. What he does say is that his perception of those acts and their perception of those acts were two entirely different perceptions. They were doing things for him instead of doing things with him. You and I, we need to make sure that we know him and that he knows us. And just two things here. You know him as Savior. You know him as Savior. Also know him as Lord. Also know him as Lord. So when he asks us to do something, it's not really a request. He's basically saying, this is in your best interest. Because Jesus made it clear to the disciples that he did what was in their best interest. It is expedient for you that I go to the Father, because if I don't go to the Father, the Holy Spirit's not going to come. If the Holy Spirit doesn't come, then you're not going to be able to do greater things than the ones that I've done, because I go to my Father to make that a reality. If Jesus didn't go to the Father, then we would not be able to be fully aware that the Holy Spirit is always with us, pointing people to Jesus. So we need to recognize that he is Lord. He's working in our best interest, and so he's not pulling some practical joke on us. When I first got a job in a grocery store in Oklahoma, it was back in the days before plastic bags. We had paper bags, and so you had little bitty one-item bags, and you had smaller bags, and you had small, medium, and large. I think we had the three sizes. And one of the cashiers my first day said, I need you to go back into the stock room and get the bag stretcher. We're out of big bags. We got to stretch some of these medium-sized bags into large bags. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? There is no such thing as a bag stretcher, but I need a break anyway, so I'm going to go on to the back room. Paper doesn't stretch. Okay? I just want you to be aware of that. Paper doesn't stretch. If you know that, then you're not going to be able to fall for a practical joke from anybody. And so you and I, we need to know that when he tells us to do something, to use us as to be made fun of or as an object of mockery, he's doing something for our best interest. Second Peter concludes with this: to him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to realize that it is very much about God receiving all the glory. Not just forever, but right now. Not just right now, but forever. It is all for the glory of God. And Peter said, it all belongs to him. It all belongs to him. The more that we grow knowing Jesus, the more motivated we're going to be for him to be glorified, for him to be lifted up, for him to be working in the hearts of people, the Holy Spirit drawing them to Christ so that Christ can be glorified. Listen, he saves us and he governs us in a manner that is going to bring him great glory. So today I pray that you will become fully aware with the Word of God, that you will study the Word of God. I'm telling you, the more I study the Word of God, the more excited I get about the things that I don't know. It's like, well, what don't you know? I don't know. But I know that there's some things that I don't know because I just learned something a few weeks ago. And so I pray that you will grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To live in your presence, to fellowship with you.